Citizenship in the World Requirement 5, do the following. Discuss the differences between constitutional and non-constitutional governments. Constitutional governments have a written document stating their laws, rights, and responsibilities. That's a general statement. For instance, the United States has a single written document called the Constitution. If you were to compare this, for instance, to Australia or the United Kingdom, there is no single document that holds all of their governing principles, yet they are still considered to be constitutional. Just because a government has a constitution doesn't mean it's a constitutional government. It must also be limited in power, meaning that there are things that the state can't do that are outlined by that state. They follow a higher law, indicating that there are a set of laws that are either more difficult to pass or modify, or that they are claiming that there is a higher source of law. This could be a claim that it is the higher law being some religious text, or the higher law, in the case of the United States, could be the universal rights of man. And finally, have constitutional stability. One, it's difficult to change a constitution. Two, a constitution is generally well recognized of laws. It's less likely to be abused compared to the normal corpus of laws within a nation. There are non-constitutional governments, which include dictatorships and absolute monarchy. These are hard on citizens because, in general, they don't have any absolute rights. Totalitarian and authoritarian are two other types of non-constitutional governments. In an authoritarian government, the power to make decisions is in the hand of one person or a small group. In the totalitarian government, where the government attempts to control every aspect of society. Name at least five different types of government currently in power in the world. This is a fun requirement because it depends on how narrow you want to define things. For instance, the United States is a federal republic. We are federal in the sense that we have independent states that largely have autonomy of action, with the exception of things outlined in our Constitution, where the federal government wins. We are a republic in the sense that citizens have the ability to be representative. Another example would be Canada, which is a federal parliamentary democracy, or a constitutional monarchy, depending on how you slice it. Spain is a parliamentary monarchy, Poland is a republic, Libya uses what's called a People's Congress, North Korea is a single-party state, Brazil is a democratic federal republic, and Niger is a parliamentary democracy. These are all fine, but let's go through the biggies. One of the first ones you'll hear discussed is a democracy. There are no true democracies in the world out of sheer convenience. To have every enabled citizen vote on everything would simply be ridiculous. Some other less common ones that you may hear of is there are a few true monarchies left in the world. For instance, Monaco, where the king or queen has great control over the state. Well, again, not an absolute monarchy, but reasonably powerful. North Korea is one of my personal favorites because theoretically their head of state is dead. Kim Il-sung, president for life. So that would make them a necrocracy or a mausolocracy. Again, something you probably shouldn't bring up in school. Another form of theoretical government would be that of the technocracy, where people with technical skills are largely in charge. This is also what a classical bureaucracy would be defined as. An example of this I would use is Denmark, where most leading government officials are very qualified in the field in which they lead, and there is still a people's representation through election, but elections are largely won through more competence than charisma. There are still a few single-party communist states left, Laos, Cuba. I wouldn't actually include China in that at this point, considering the degree of economic freedom allowed there, but Laos, Cambodia, Vietnam, and Cuba would certainly fit into that category. And depending on how finely you want to graduate it, there are several others. Another example that pops up is the military junta, where the head of the government is also the head of the military. An example of this I would use would be Myanmar. Finally, a theocracy, where the head of the religion of the state is also the head of the state. The easiest example of this would be probably Iran.